Good morning. It's time for Consumer Calls on K1AM 1400 FM 93.3. Brought to you by Peter's True Value, Mr. Clean Car Wash, and Tractor Supply. If you have something you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Consumer Calls will not accept business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Consumer Calls is on the air Monday through Friday from 9:10 till 9:30 and Saturday from 9:10 till noon. If you didn't get a chance to tune in, just log on to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and go to the on-demand button. Click on the Consumer Calls link and click the day you want to hear. We post a week's worth of Consumer Calls on our website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by Ben's Tire and Auto, MBR, C&M NR Development, ITT Village, and Enterprise Sod Store. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. Good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. 918-336-1400 will get you right in, and toll free 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and giveaway. No business advertising, licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Unless you ask for them, we can take those. But anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, 918-336-1400, and toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Let's go ahead and take a quick check of our weather.
Our active weather pattern continues for the next hour or two. We'll still be in the running for some showers and storms nearby. And then we'll wait for the afternoon. A strong cold front will approach the area. This could bring a few additional showers and storms this afternoon tonight. Some could be severe. The higher severe threats may be slightly south. Temperatures this afternoon, Coffeyville Independence at 86, Bartlesville at 89, slightly muggy through the afternoon. Tomorrow morning, 69. Some passing showers tomorrow and much cooler, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. 9:14, it's 73 degrees out on our climb up to a little bit warmer temperatures this afternoon. So no worries there. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. Wide open lines, 918-336-1400. And our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. With that, I'll be right back.
My name is Matthew, and I'm a social media coordinator for a professional esports team. In fifth grade, I realized that traditional brick-and-mortar schooling wasn't for me. I tried homeschool. I tried a private school that didn't work for me. Connections Academy stood out as being an established online school that had a great reputation and seemed to have what I was looking for. From seventh grade all the way through graduation, I stuck with Connections and never looked back.
Online learning may feel new, but Oklahoma Connections Academy has been helping students thrive online for years. Enroll today.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400, and our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not really looking for any business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls, and we are here till 9:30. Wide open lines again, 918-336-1400, and our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Time is 9:15. Actually, just ticked over 9:16. With that, I'll be right back. Shop the first Saturday this Saturday and enjoy hometown shopping.
Whether it's personal, for office, or an event, you'll want to head to Bartlesville Print Shop. Personalized printing on sports and promotional products, apparel, shirts, hoodies, graphic design, posters, and banners. Where Pawhuska Ghosts are printing for their fast turnaround, Bartlesville Print Shop on 2nd and Dewey in Bartlesville.
Pawhuska Marketplace is beating the heat with her home decor and summertime fun tees, kids through plus size. You'll find lots of plus sizes in tunics, leggings, etc. at the Gypsy Cowgirl right next door. New summer stock coming in weekly. Stop in Pawhuska Marketplace and Gypsy Cowgirl on the north end of Kahika.
Blue Sky Bank, supporting and serving the community with great customer service, online banking, and paying the highest interest rates on checking in Pawhuska. Stop by today, Blue Sky Bank on Kahika in Pawhuska. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Sister's Attic, there's something for everyone, whether it's used or new items. Home decor, kitchen utensils, furniture, books, tools, art, antiques, you name it, and Sister's Attic will probably have Cabinet. Sister's Attic on Main, just across the alley from the Mercantile in Pawhuska.
Ladies and gentlemen, who's running a rodeo?
The Green Country Rodeo in Bartlesville will be today through Saturday. Watch some kiddos ride some sheep at 7:30, followed by a rodeo at 8. See some of the best cowboys and cowgirls in our country compete at the Bartlesville Roundup Club west of town, right by the airport. Bull riding, barrel racing, every type of bronc riding, and all the roping events. Put your boots and jeans on and come rodeo in Bartlesville today through Saturday.
And that is tonight, our Green Country Rodeo. And you'll want to make plans to attend. It sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to be pretty decent weather, I think. And it is the 39th annual Green Country Rodeo. $8 advance tickets, $10 at the gate. And just take the family and have some good time. Anyway, it's time for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
Wrong again, but it's all good. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Once again, the pundits got it wrong when it came to forecasting what the latest report on U.S. crude inventories would show. The consensus of analysts was for a drop of 1.2 million barrels, but the Energy Information Administration report showed when it was released on Wednesday was a drop that was about nine times that, a whopping 10.6 million barrel decline last week, the biggest weekly drop since December of last year. But crude stockpiles at the key oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, actually climbed by 1.3 million barrels a week, but total U.S. oil production was unchanged at 11.1 million barrels a day. The news got traders buying, but not with full enthusiasm, because the report contained some troubling numbers as well. U.S. gasoline inventories jumped by 700,000 barrels when a drop was expected. Distillates such as diesel and jet fuel also saw a rise in inventories of 500,000 barrels as refineries upped activities, and worries continue that demand could crater if the continued rise in COVID-19 cases in the U.S. causes another widespread economic lockdown. So while the NYMEX September crude contract rose on the news of the crude inventory drop, the rise was relatively small, with an increase of 0.6% to $41.27 a barrel. The weekly report on U.S. natural gas stockpiles comes out today. The August natural gas contract rose 3% on Wednesday to $1.85 a million BTUs. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. I'm Matt Skinner.
Skydance is another new early maturing wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed by Oklahoma Genetics. A progeny of the legendary variety Billings, Skydance is best suited for southwest and central Oklahoma. Skydance has improved mildew protection, an outstanding disease package, strong acid soil tolerance, and high test weight. Skydance can recover quickly in late planting situations and is tough enough for organic production. It's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Get Skydance, another of OSU's golden grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
The Bartlesville Area Farmers Market will open Saturday from 8 to 11:30 with 14 vendors. They have plans that will keep customers and vendors safe by spreading their mask vendors apart and making the market a one-way market with one entrance. The Farmers Market has always been a place for fun interactions, but this will change in 2020. While some things will change, they will still provide an economic benefit to area farmers and nutritional well-being of the local population. Come visit the Bartlesville Area Farmers Market Saturday, 8 to 11:30.
Experience the difference. St. John Catholic School has been providing quality faith-based education for all faiths since 1912 and is now serving students from 3 years old in our pre-K-3 program through eighth grade. St. John Catholic School provides education for the whole child, intellectual, spiritual, social, emotional, and physical, with a small class environment. For more information, call the school, 918-336-0600. Love, grow, learn, believe.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, should kids go back to school? Call us, 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link. Or you can go to our Facebook page. That's K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM. And cast your vote there. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And again, should kids go back to school? Give me a call. Let me know. Stay connected with K1 text messaging, breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos. Think about it. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone, only on K1 Text and by Dungis Family of Autos.
Looking to relocate your business or just needing office space? We have office space to rent that will fit your needs and your budget. Large office space is available with separate kitchenette and is located on Frank Phillips Boulevard. For more information about this space, lease information, and to schedule a viewing, call 918-336-1001. That's office space for rent in Bartlesville, 918-336-1001.
And our time now, you're 9:23, and it's 73 beautiful degrees out. And before we go to the Doggone Report, which is coming up, I've got some tickets in my hand, four of them precisely, and it's opening night, and that's tonight, and it is for Cirque Monte Carlo, and it's going to be fantabulous. It's going to have a lot of aerial acts, over 40 performers, and this is a group that is out of France. So if you want a ticket, just give me a call, 918-336-1400. And it's good. One ticket is good for one adult, and that is tonight and tonight only, their opening performance. Of course, they're going to be here through Sunday, I believe. Anyway, it is now time for our Doggone Report.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is time for a Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, though, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab. It'll drop down. Then you click on the Doggone link. It'll open up, and it'll show you what we have there. And if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It makes sense. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out and answer questions, and at the end, you can upload a picture, hit the Submit button. It does not automatically go to the website, though. It does come to us, and then we have to take care of what we need to get it to go to the website. So be patient. And if you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. Well, first of all, we have Tank, and Tank is a beautiful dog here. He's lost in the area of Lupa and Virginia Avenue. He is a black, brindle, and white bull mastiff wearing a red collar. He's very playful, comes to his name, so give him a hand and help him out to find Tank. Ask for Devin, 1-417-527-1496. Sox is still missing in the Tuxedo and Martin Manor area. He is wearing a collar. He's a male and black with tan paws. He's a Schnauzer Terrier mix. As for Diane, 918-331-7976. And then we also have that Rottweiler, a black and brown Rottweiler wearing a collar, a blue collar, and he is lost in the area of Elm in Bartlesville. If you find him, please call Wayne, 918-332-6554. And that is a look at our doggone report for this morning. Like I said, if you need to go to the website and see this, you may do that by going to our website, bartlesvilleradio.com. Click on the community tab. It'll drop down. Then click on the doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. And if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to bartlesvilleradio.com. It's free of charge. Click on the submit tab. It'll open up. You can submit your information. There's a form you fill out, answer questions, and at the end, you can upload a picture. Hit the submit button. It goes to us. We take care of it and send it on its way to the website. And you can call the office, 918-336-1001, and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can also email me, Sharon@BartlesvilleRadio.com, with your information, attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. And that is our doggone report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And I am back with more consumer calls. About a minute left, a little bit less than a minute left in our program. I can take a call, 918-336-1400. But I'm also looking for your call for these opening tickets. Opening night is tonight for Cirque Monte Carlo. It's really good. You can offer is good for the opening night. One adult ticket's good for one person. And if you are interested in going to this fabulous show, it's an aerial acrobatic show, over 40 performers, and it is from France. So it's going to be fantastic. So if you want to give me a call, I'll give you one, 918-336-1400, and our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here, and also for those tickets. Anyway, I'm out of time to take any more calls, though. I'll be back in tomorrow with more consumer calls. Same time, same station. Enjoy the weather, 73 beautiful degrees out right now, and stay well. I'll talk to you tomorrow with more of consumer calls. Have a happy and beautiful day.
There were people who consistently reached out to me on the sidewalk.
Abby Johnson on Focus on the Family Minute.
They knew my name. They knew who I was. They would, I'd get out of my car and they would say, Abby, we hope you have a great day today.
We're praying for you.
We're praying for you.
That must have been unnerving, really.
And one time I got out of my car and they said, hey, Abby, just want to remind you, your inspection sticker is almost out on your car. I thought, what am I doing? What am I living right now? This is crazy.
Even helpful advice.
Yes. And, you know, now when I go out to the clinics and pray, I always tell the workers, hey, I'm out here praying. So if you ever have a prayer intention, something you need me to pray about for you, let me know. It would be an honor.
Love and relationship eventually drew Abby out of her work in an abortion clinic. Hear more of her story at familyminute.org.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.
A scolding for some governors, Beth Myers reports.
The chairman of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis has fired off a letter to four governors, including Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, claiming they aren't following strong public health measures to prevent the spread of coronavirus. South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn says failure to comply with the science-based protective measures recommended by the White House Coronavirus Task Force in an unpublished report is allowing the virus to spread and exacerbating the public health crisis. Clyburn's letter asked Governor Stitt for Oklahoma's current plan for additional public health measures to control the spread of coronavirus.
State Senator Nathan Dahm of Broken Arrow says no one should be forced to wear a mask. He says mask mandates are a violation of our constitutional rights.
If you want to wear a mask in public, if you want to require on your business and your home, your private property, if you want to require a mask mandate, you can certainly do that.
He started an online petition against mask mandates. Oklahoma Democratic Congresswoman Kendra Horn says the stimulus bill proposed by Senate Republicans is loaded with political pet projects like nearly $2 billion for a new FBI headquarters and $8 billion for new fighter jets and weapons programs. She says there is no money to expand food stamp benefits and it ends a moratorium on evictions. She says the American people need help and this doesn't cut it. And there's no slowing down yet when it comes to coronavirus in Oklahoma. The state health department's latest report shows another 14 deaths and more than 800 new cases. The number of people hospitalized also has increased. There are now 663 people in the hospital, up from 596 on Tuesday. I'm Jacqueline Scott.
And this is Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. And right now, let's check in with Brad Dungis from the Dungis Family of Autos. Good morning, young man. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing very well. It's a beautiful day out here on Highway 75. Got some clear skies for the moment anyway. And looking forward to a strong finish to the month of July. We're getting close to the end and had booming business the last couple weeks. Lots of people out moving around, lots of people in service and getting their oil changed and tires rotated and various other things. Summertime.
Yes, indeed.
So, and we've got a lot of big stuff going on this weekend. As we talked about on last week's show, we've got the Green Country Rodeo coming on, and I've got a couple of my friends here on with me today. Angela Blackard, who's our service director,
mm-hmm.
and Megan Query, who's a Toyota service advisor, and is, as we mentioned last week on the show, is running for Queen of the Rodeo this weekend. And so say hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to Car Talk. So, Megan, are you excited about this weekend?
I sure am. I'm excited to see how much support we've got from Dungis and a lot of, you know, our employees are going, and a lot of customers I've talked to are going to come out and support the 39th Annual Green Country Rodeo, so I'm very excited about that.
Excellent. It all gets started tonight with the kids' night and goes on all weekend pretty much. So you can check that out, I think, on the Facebook page and lots of good information out there. But tell us a little bit about your background. You've been working on rodeos and things for a long time, I understand.
Yeah, this is actually my second year of barrel racing. I've always had a big passion into horses and stuff my entire life. And finally got into the position where, you know, I wanted to start doing a lot of events and things like that. So I'm very fortunate, you know, that I get to be a part of this and be a part of this rodeo this year, and very thankful, you know, for a lot of the sponsors, especially, you know, the Dungis family here that I've gotten this year. So I'm very thankful for that.
Good deal. And just great to have you on our team at Dungis. So really proud of your development through the last, been with us about a year now, maybe? Is it more than that at this point? Or
October will be a year that I've been here, and it's been great working with everybody here, and I really like it here, so.
Well, excellent. And Angela, I know Megan's a great example of what we're always looking for in service, which is people with great attitudes and a real customer service spirit and good communicators and good and just mostly good people. But young people with a lot of energy are always valuable in service, right?
Oh, definitely. Megan came here as a switchboard operator and just clicked with service. She's got great communication skills with customers. She's caught on to the business very well. She gets along great with, I think, everybody at the dealership.
That's great.
Great asset. She just had a birthday the other day.
Well, happy birthday.
She is years old now. Makes the rest of us feel old. Thank you very much.
Well, I'll tell you, we have a broad, diverse age group at the dealership, and that's good. We need all types, definitely. Lots of other stuff going on in service. I know one thing I wanted to ask you about was our new, we have a new service we're offering people where we can disinfect their vehicles. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. We have a sanitizer. It sniffs the hard surfaces on the vehicle. It's EPA approved. It's been proven by the EPA to kill bacteria such as COVID and different other bacteria that are in the atmosphere. It's $15. It's a great service, and it takes maybe 5 minutes.
It's really quick. Yeah, so if you have any reason to want to get your vehicle cleaned and disinfected, we have that service. Of course, when you're in service, we take a lot of precautions to take care of our customers and the health of everyone, and lots of that is still ongoing, right?
That is ongoing. We still use our masks and our steel covers and masks, gloves, and this is just kind of an added protection for a customer that may have some concerns on whether or not, you know, their vehicle's safe after somebody they don't know got in it, which is understandable.
And another thing that I wanted to talk about was that is kind of related as we've been going through these changes this year is, you know, scheduling service. You know, previously, you know, I think 5 years ago, most of the service we did was on a no appointment necessary basis where we really were focused on speed once you got in. The business has kind of shifted now where we're doing a lot more appointment-based stuff, and I think, you know, on one hand, that helps keep fewer people in the dealership at one time. It does also eliminate sometimes the wait line time that might be there if too many people arrive at the same time. Tell us about that and how that's working for your team.
The appointment scheduling has definitely worked out better for both the employees, the technicians, and the customers. It slowed down wait times. We get a little bit backed up like anybody does, but it's definitely slowed down on wait times. It's strongly encouraged. It does limit the amount of people in the dealership. We still have shuttle rides where we can get people to and from different locations. Mm-hmm. It just creates a better structure, and it allows the technicians, both on the oil change side and the shop side, to spend more time with the customer's vehicle and more thoroughly check them out.
And I know anybody who knows has ever tried to call a service advisor knows that that can be problematic, that they're very busy. There's a new way they can schedule their service appointments and not have to talk to the advisor directly. If they go to one of our websites, it's really easy. I was playing with it this morning, and I went in, and, you know, I think it's important for people to know. You just go to the website and get to any of them from DungeonsChoice.com. You go to the service page, and it'll say schedule service. And when you click on that, it's going to take you to a page that says welcome to service assistant. And it is the easiest way to set up your next service visit. You just click continue, and then it's just going to start asking you a few questions. Have you scheduled a service appointment with us before, yes or no? And basically, has your vehicle been in here? If you have, it's just going to ask you your phone number, or your VIN, or email address, some way to, you know, I know a confirmation number if you're looking for your appointment. So there's number of ways you can find your vehicle, and then you simply go on, select the vehicle you want to schedule the appointment for, and then go into the services that you want. And if you can't find the service you want, you just enter in the text there what you want. Oh, well, I want an oil change. And it actually schedules it in our system, I understand.
It does. It brings it over to our CMS system, and it's a very simple tool. It tells you what days are available. It lets you know what time frames are available. It doesn't jam the shop up, so it's nice. If they've got a full shop at 9 o'clock, it's not going to let you come in at 9 and then you're kind of pushed to the side. It's going to shoot you to a different time.
That's great. And, you know, I'm in here playing with my son's car right now. And you can actually, you can pick the you know, all kinds of information about recommended maintenance is offered at times. It's a really slick system. So if you haven't tried that out, go check it out on our website at DungeonsChoice.com, and from there you can get to the Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln showrooms or service areas and schedule your next appointment. It's really quite simple, and as more and more people do it, I think it's going to be really helpful to people, and it should work out.
Eliminate frustration of being on hold, or the service advisor didn't answer, or I had to leave a voicemail, and they didn't call me back for a couple hours, which is unintentional, but it does happen.
It can happen. And I know, you know, one thing we talk about is, and I know from studying our phone, I mean, about 90% of the phone calls we get at the dealership are related to service. It's a lot of activity. And so it is. There are lots of calls every day, and the more people that can use this technology, the easier it'll be to access this. And it allows for the service advisors to communicate easily with the customer, too. And we're always looking for new ways to do that and better ways to stay in touch once your vehicle is in service. So that's great.
And I will say that it's available in both Ford and Toyota. Uh-huh. And we do have two new additions on our Ford side, which we still have Andrew, who's been with us for a while. Do now have Tina Black and Steve Miller have joined us. So we have additional support on our Ford drive, which is a benefit to customers as well.
Oh, definitely. I'm real excited to have Steve here. And Tina, of course, people who've been around the dealership may know she's been around before. She's worked in our body shop and most recently up in our administrative offices as assistant office manager. And really proud of her stepping up and moving on to the service drive. It's a great opportunity for her to grow her career. And she's off to a great start there. And that's two great additions to the drive around Andrew. And, yeah, that is great. And, of course, you've got Megan, who introduced earlier, and David on the Toyota drive. Lots of great technicians out there in the shop, too. Do you have any openings right now?
Right now I don't, but if somebody is looking for a job, I always encourage someone to go to dentistchoice.com and click on employment, because you never know when we're going to have a need for somebody else.
And certainly if you're an experienced technician, we probably could find a place to fit you in.
Yeah, we will find a place if you're an experienced technician.
Yes, we're always looking for those. And if anybody's out there, knows anybody that knows how to work on cars, definitely have them give us a shot if they're looking for a position. So that's great. Anything else service-wise we need to let people know about coming up? Any new stuff coming? I know we do have some specials going now, and all that you can check out on the website, too. There's through the Ford program, we've got some great deals on tires and brakes. If I remember correctly, there's a $70 in rebates in the mail that are available for through the Ford tire program, and some other great deals. You can check that out online. If you drive a Ford that you've bought in the last couple of years, don't forget you've got the Ford Pass Rewards program, and there's always great value in that if you're looking to do service, so be sure to ask your advisor about that. All right. Well, I know you guys have a busy morning and need to get on to another meeting here in a few minutes, so I'm going to let you go unless you've got something else, and I want to wish Megan a really great weekend, and all the luck in both the barrel racing and in your support for Queen. And great, mostly have a lot of fun and stay safe out there.
I sure will. I appreciate it. Thank you, Brad.
Sure. Thank you for being on the show and for all that you do for all our employees here and for our customers. Thank you, Megan and Angela both. Thank you both and have a great day. Well, Tom, as you can see, we've got a lot of great stuff going on and good people here at Dungis.
Indeed.
Lots of great deals right now, too. I mean, we mentioned some of the specials in service and how to get your service appointment scheduled online. You know, one of the themes we've been talking about over the last few weeks is inventory. You know, with the plant shut down for a few months there, and they are starting to get going again. We've got production ramping up, but it isn't hadn't really reached the lots yet. We've got a lot of incoming vehicles, so you might want to get with us about those if you don't see what you want. We are definitely going all over the place to get people cars, and then the used car market is extremely hot right now. We've got we're buying cars and selling them faster than we ever have. We'll sell almost twice as many cars on the used car lot this month as we have in inventory, which is pretty rare. They're really moving quickly and turning. So we're looking to buy vehicles, which is what I'm telling you. And if you've got a vehicle that even if you're trading it in at another dealership, let us take a look at it and see if we can get you more money for it. We're going to stretch on everything. We've done that a few times lately. We've got some great vehicles right now for you to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from a 2020 Lexus RX, a 2020 Honda Civic, a 2020 Toyota Corolla. Those are like new, almost new vehicles with pretty low miles and great value. Saved some money, bought from a new one. Got a 2019 Expedition Max that's only $47,525.
Wow.
A 2019 Mustang GT premium convertible. So a Mustang convertible with the GT engine, awesome vehicle.
Mm.
2019 Camry SE, a 2019 Fusion. Most of these are priced well below market. The Fusion, I can see, is $3,700 below NADA retail. A 2019 Buick Encore that was also over $3,500 below, or $3,300 below NADA retail. We've got some older vehicles, too. Those are mostly late model things.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, here's a couple sweet spot vehicles. We've got a 2017 Ford F-150 XLT. It's a 4x4. It's a great vehicle, only 49,000 miles. Got a 2017 Toyota Tundra. A 2017 Ford F-150 XL. This is race red. It's got some great options for an XL. Great value on that truck, only 31,000 miles. And also a 2017 Toyota Tacoma TRD Sport and a Tundra SR5 4x4. So that's right there, about five great pickups in the 2017 model year lineup. They're on the lot today. Great deals on trucks.
Mm-hmm.
There. And what you got there is that it's 3 years old, basically, from what we're selling new mostly today. We still have some 2019s on the lot. That's where the model year and closeout deals are. But we also have 2020s, and so these are 3 years old, so they've depreciated a little bit, but they've got great life left in them, low miles, great vehicles.
Some folks would say they're just now broken in. They're ready to roll. They're ready to be yours for the next 5 to 10 years.
And they're all certified.
Yeah,
everyone I mentioned there has the Dungis Q certified program where you get at no cost to you and additional to the price of the vehicle, you get a no-cost certified program for up to 100,000 miles or 2 years from the date of purchase,
mm-hmm.
Total of 100,000 miles on the odometer. But that covers all the powertrain equipment on your vehicle, and it is great value. We've got Lincoln certified vehicles right now. We've got two 2016 Lincoln MKXs. Got a 2016 Ford Explorer Platinum. This is a great vehicle because it's got loaded with equipment. And it is a 4x4. It's a Platinum vehicle, so it's got all of the option packages. It's priced $2,300 below NADA retail. And for the loaded Explorer like this, it's only $22,000. So it's a great, great deal.
You're giving them away.
We do have great deals, and we take great pride in pricing them on the market.
Mm-hmm.
That's why most of them are priced there aggressively. Sometimes people come in, they expect us to be able to lower our price again by thousands of dollars. And the truth is, in today's world, we have to price them right up front. That's what we call our simple price.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean we don't have room to negotiate or won't negotiate at all. But the truth is that there's not as much room. We try to put a great price out there up front so we get the opportunity to talk to you in
mm-hmm.
the first place. And it makes it quick and easy so that you can spend a lot less time worrying about the deal and worry about getting the right vehicle, making it quick and easy to purchase your vehicle. There's great tools for that on the website, too.
Now, I'd say. You guys really done a lot on the website to make that really nice and handy.
Yeah, and we're giving you access now. This week we expanded the tool that allows you to go in and work your own deal, put your numbers together. You can work your own. You can play with the down payment. What does that do to the payment? You can tell the system, I want to save the most money or I want the lowest payment. You can take it and search for vehicles by your budget, and it all does all this with what they call a soft pull on your credit, so you don't actually get a hard pull on your credit bureau. But it, you take your information, you put it into the system, you get it sent to the banks, and you can see what they're telling you about your what you can buy. You can actually then at the once you've got the deal ready and you've got it down to what you want, you can actually submit it in the system right to the bank and be approved on the system. And you know that you can do all that from your home. And you know, if you had to do it in the dealership, it'd probably take us an hour and a half, something like that, front to back. So you can save yourself a lot of that time. We should be able to do the whole thing with delivery and complete, you know, going over your vehicle, going over all the new technology, all that in less than an hour. Whereas, you know, it'd take a lot longer if we had to start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really speeding up vehicle purchases and making it a lot more transparent for people. And that's on all our websites. You any of the buttons that say "Work Your Deal" or "Calculate My Payment" or "Find the search by budget,"
mm-hmm.
Find your budget for the right car. You just go in there. You can toggle between different things and save deals. You can add your trade in. You can see what a difference between a retail purchase and a lease is. There's just a ton of flexibility. It's basically the same stuff that the sales managers used to have to go do. You know, that back and forth that the salesman used to do when they'd have to go talk to the sales manager about your offer and they'd go on their computer and work it up. That's what now is available on the website.
That is so cool.
It is great, and we're having just really dozens of people every day, and they're working their deals and working that, and it's really exciting to watch them hit the website and work through those cars. Our goal right now is really just to get more people in there and help them through that process, and it's exciting to see it working.
Hmm. So if you want to go to the website, it's Dungis Choice, then it gets you
That's
to
right.
everywhere you want to go.
DungisChoice.com, mm-hmm. Go in there, or give us a call if you have any question. I know some people don't have access to the internet or a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the issue, just give us a call or come on by. We're happy to help you. Like we mentioned earlier, you can schedule your service appointment or a sales appointment, too, for that matter. We still do pick up and delivery. We'll take the car to your home or your office, wherever you are. We delivered a beautiful new Explorer to some of our longtime customers in Tulsa yesterday. They never had to leave their home. It was all done over the phone and then taken to their driveway. We've done that in the last month, Colorado, Florida, Washington State, all over the place. It's kind of crazy. Several in Missouri. Just seeing a lot more people willing to shop for cars at a greater distance because of the, I don't know if it's because of the pandemic or, the idea that, you know, there's some marketing of vehicle delivery services we've seen. So maybe mm-hmm. that's encouraging people that they kind of realize that the dealers will bring it to them. Certainly will.
Well, you know, it's also a good idea to bring it by, see if it fits in the garage.
Well, that's right. And,
yeah.
and you want to see it at your house. And,
yeah.
and plus, in today's world, you may not want to get mm-hmm. out and be around people so much. And mm-hmm. it's a way for us to have a less contact experience. And that's critical, too. You know, I think I was listening to the radio as we came on and still dealing with this stuff about mm-hmm. masks and stuff. And, clearly there's an issue there. We haven't really mandated it in the mm-hmm. store. We sure recommend everybody wear their mask, and especially if you can't social distance. Some of our employees really aren't around people a lot, and so it doesn't make sense for them to wear the mask. But some of them have, do, some don't. It depends on the situation, and we certainly want to respect everybody. We do have masks for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a mask or you're coming in and you want a mask, just ask for it. We'll be happy to get you one. And, we do lots of sterilization and cleaning protocols every day on the dealership and on our vehicles. Like you mentioned before, with Angela talked about the new disinfection service that we're doing, that we're offering to customers. We're also doing that on our inventory so that we know that it's clean when we get in it and when we deliver it to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, you take care of the customers just the way they expect to be treated, and it really pays big dividends because you got a lot of repeat business, and everyone knows that the key there is respect, and that's right. Always a great thing.
You said that very well, Tom. Respect is really important in our business and in relationships with people, and that's something we take great pride in all these years, almost 80 years. We've been doing this in Bartlesville, and it's a great legacy and part of our what makes it a special place. Because, my grandfather started out kind of like Megan, at an entry-level position at a dealership way back in mid-20s. And, he was a high school kid. Their father had been a Methodist preacher and was sent to Blackwell, Oklahoma. And he ended up passing away, and my great-grandmother moved the kids and them to Tonkawa, and they went to work at the Ford dealership there. And eventually, he and one of his brothers became Ford dealers. They all graduated from college. That's a legacy we sure don't want to give up on. And it's so that's the spark of starting the job and the dealership, the careers that can develop. That's something that's certain impact on our family. And we watch it happen here every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, and that's why we support things like the local rodeo, the Green Country Rodeo, the baseball team, American Legion team. Congratulations to Coach Pinnell and the team.
Great year.
Great year this year, and for having a lot of fun. I know they had a blast, and the guys really played a lot of great baseball. I know they didn't win all the games, but they did. They were very competitive, and were a great team. And,
second in the state speaks volumes.
It does. I'm proud of them for that. We've got lots of great stuff going on in the community coming up in August. We'll have another summertime event out down at the Tower Center at Unity Square.
Mm-hmm.
Recommend everybody go check that out. This weekend it'll be awesome out there because of the cool weather, and I expect it's going to be quite a few people out. But there's plenty of room there to get out and spread out and enjoy yourself. I was down there the other day, and I heard somebody playing on the instruments, the music, and it was just magical. It was incredible.
It's an incredible place.
Anyway, if people haven't gotten out of the house to go see that, they definitely need to go out there and check out Tower Center, Unity Square, and everything else going on in Bartlesville. If you need some assistance getting there, come on out to Dungis. We'll do everything from changing your oil, taking care of your new tires, brakes, batteries, so on and so forth, to selling you a new vehicle. Whatever you need, we're here for your total transportation problem solver.
All righty, and visit them online at Dungis Choice. Brad, thanks for being on with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
You too now. And right now we're closing in on the hour of 10 a.m., and we want to thank Brad for hosting, of course, Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400.